All right, we're recording. So we're on Daf Mem Daled today. So today's Daf is really just two issues, and that's Tam Ki Ikar and Heter Mitzarif LeIsur. It was a two klalim in Kashrut. So let me just go through what they mean, and then we'll do today's Daf, and hopefully this will work out simply, I hope. So Tam Ki Ikar, most of the Mefarshim say Tam Ki Ikar means, like, let's say I take a piece of pork. This is there was a fellow where Ike Sultan, he gives example. I take a piece of pork, I stick it in the chalent, and then I take the piece of pork out of the chalent, but I still taste the pork in the chalent. So it's all asur. In other words, so tam ki ikar. So if I have the tam is something, then there's an isur that way. And then heter mitzarif le'isur means that if I have, let's say, a piece of bread, and let's say, one second, let me get him in. Let's say I have a nazir. He's not allowed to eat wine, but the shear is a kazayit. So let's say I have half a kazayit of wine, half a kazayit of bread. I stick the bread in the wine, and now the bread is engorged with the wine, so it all equals a kazayit, because the heter is mitzarif with the isur. Okay, everybody good with that so far? Everybody good? Okay, now, Rashi, though, learns a little differently. Rashi learns that tam ki ikar, that which I just said for heter mitzarif le'isur, that's what Rashi learns in essence for tam ki ikar. Rashi learns tam ki ikar that if the heter gets like drenched with the tam of the isur, so it's all mitzare for one, and that's tam ki ikar. That's what Rashi learns. And heter mitzarif le'isur, Rashi learns, is even if I have the heter separate from the Isur. In other words, let's say I have half gezias of chazer and half gezias of bread, and I eat it together in a sandwich. That's what Rashi learns is heter mitzarif le'isur. So heter mitzarif le'isur means on some level that which was permissible joins together with that which is prohibited. All right. So they said in the art school that Rashi learns it just has to be like maase achila. You don't call achila unless it's eating kazayas. So if I'm eating kazayas, and even though half is like the bread and half is the chazer, that's the heter mitzarif le'isur. Okay, that's the whole daf today, and then we'll take it down a little bit and go through it. All right. Now, if you remember, on Shabbat, we did the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So in the Mishnah, we said that if you have a taruvas chametz, remember I spoke on Shabbos about the different types of taruvot. So you have chametz be'ein as the actual chametz. Then you could have kizayis bechtei achile pras. That's one level. That's really tamo mamasho. And then there's a third level, which is tamo velo mamasho, is less than kizayis bechtei achile pras. In other words, if I eat a pras, which is half a loaf, which is three or four beitzim, and I'll have less than a kezias of chametz in it. So under those circumstances, we learned in the Mishnah, this is on Mem Beis, so Rashi learned that you're chayev mishum bal yirabay yimatze, but the ikor for our daf is that the Tana of the Mishnah says, harei elu ba'azhara. The Tana of the Mishnah says that you'll be over alav duraisa if you eat that mixture. And he says, "Ve'ein behem mishum karet," but there's no chiyuv karet. Okay, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. Then, in yesterday's daf, Mem Gimel, you had five lines above where it got wide. Mem Gimel with Aleph. So, Rav Nachman, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rav Nachman Amar, Reb Lezer he. So, Rav Nachman said the Tan of our Mishnah is the Tan of Reb Lezer. The Tanya, this is going back to Mem Gimel Mud Aleph, five lines above where it gets wide. The Tanya L'chametz Dagan Gemur Anosh Kareid. So if you have, Chametz Ba'ein, you'll be Chayev Kareid, right? He says, Al Eruvo Balav Divra Blezer. But an Eruv, a mixture, Taruvus Chametz, which I'm going to learn is less than a Kazayas Bechdei Achille Pras, you'll violate a Lav, Kol Machmeset Lo Tochelu, but you won't be Chayev Kareid. And then he says, he says, the chamim hold is low klum. So one way we could say is they'll hold no doraisa violation, but it's rabbanan violation. Okay, that's the head in the Gemara. Then the Gemara also said, this was four lines from the bottom on Mem Gimel Mud Aleph. Elatam Reb Lezer mikol. That the reason for Reb Lezer, it says, Kol Machmeset Lo Tochelu. So he holds that That even if I have this taruvas chametz, that's what's doing with that. Okay, let's go to Mem Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Okay, everybody with me? So 43b, five lines from the bottom. Okay, so Amar Yabahu, Amar Yochanan, Kuli Surin Shabbat Torah, and Hetzer Mitzarif L'Isur, Chutz Mi'Isuri Nazir, that by all Isurim in the Torah, we don't say that Hetzer is Mitzarif L'Isur. And again, I spoke about a minute ago what Hetzer is Mitzarif L'Isur. So according to Rashi, it means, remember, if I have, you know, the half gezeis chazer, half gezeis of bread, so it's not mitzarif l'isur by all yisurim in the Torah. And according to the Baalei Tosfot, so it just means that, you know, it could be like the bread engorged with the wine, or the bread is engorged with isur, so the bread is not mitzarif l'isur. He says chutz me isuri nazir, except by the nazir, then all bets are off. He says. He says, Shahare Amra Torah Mishrat. So when the Nazir, it says in Parshat Naso, it says the Nazir is admonished not to drink wine. And it says, V'chol Mishrat Anavim Lo Yochel. He shouldn't have any, like, Mishrat is like soaking, infusion of wine. So Rashi points out that I know he can't have a kezias, so it must be there's less than a kezias of wine involved. And so he's got the bread, he soaks the bread in the wine, so that'll be heter mitzarif l'isur. So I would say within Rashi, I would say like this, that like he soaks the bread in the wine, but the wine doesn't go all through the bread, but he eats the whole thing in one fell swoop. So it's heter mitzarif l'isur. According to the Baalei Tosfot, you could say that the wine is throughout the bread, but he ate it. And I need the bread to with the wine to be mitzarif l'shir. That'll be heter mitzarif l'isur. Okay? So again, the halacha we hold, Heter mitzarif l'isur is not a din, in we hold this way. It's not a din in halacha in general, but we do hold it by the nazir, and that's the way Rabbi Yochanan says. Two lines from the bottom, Uziri amar af s'or bal taktiru. Ziri says that s'or bal taktiru. We also say heter is mitzarif l'isur. So it means if a person offers some leaven on the mizbeach, and it's half a kezias of leaven and half a kezias of matzah, and he offers it together, we'll say that heter is mitzarif l'isur. He says, Kiman, so according to whom was Ziri going? Ki Reb Lezer, the darish kol. L'chora, he's going like the Tana Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer darshan the word kol. So Reb Lezer darshan kol machmetzet lo tochelu. That's also like I could have half a kezias of the chametz and half a kezias of the non-chametz, it'll be mitztaref. And he also learns five lines, six lines from the bottom. And in this column, it says, in the Braisa, mixatominai and tamalomar kol, and that we said was Reb Lezer. In other words, if I do, so he says, ihachi, if that's the case, top line on Mum Dalam Aleph, lina chametz pesach nami. Since Ziri should also hold that by chametz pesach, he should also hold heter's mitztaref l'isur. So the Gemara says, inachinami, he does hold that way. So Ziri holds, chametz pesach will say heter mitztaref l'isur, and will also hold this by the lav of lo taktiru. He says, v'lapukeim midabayein, the reason that he didn't mention chametz, he just mentioned about the se'or, is he wanted to emphasize Allah is not like Abaye. The Amar Yeshach Torah L'Pachot Mikazayit. Abaye holds you transgress. Abaye understands the Braisa differently. Abaye understands that if you just offer half a kezias of se'or, so you violate the law in the Torah. Kamash Malan, Dachtar Lab, Pachot Mikazayit. Okay, so the basic idea we learned is first we had this idea of Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, which we've covered twice already. And Rabbi Yochanan teaches me that this din of Heter Mitzarif L'Isur is not a din in the whole Torah. It's a din that just relates to Nazir, because based on the Pasuk Mishrat, and Ziri says it also relates to this din of Baal Taktiru. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything that I did so far?
What does Abaye say?
Abaye says that Baal Taktiru, even if I take half a kezias of Se'or and put it on Mizbeach by itself, I violate the law of Lo Taktiru. All right? Any other questions? All right, I'm going to go on. All right, we're on line four. I'm Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yativ Rav Dimi v'kamar lo hashmaita. So Rav Dimi was sitting down. Now, Rav Dimi would go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and this statement was from Rabbi Baal and Rabbi Yochanan. They're in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Dimi sat down and he repeated, said over this halacha. Presumably Rav Dimi is now back in Bavel. So he says, Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi. So Abaye said to Rav Dimi, B'chol Yisum Shuv Torah in Heter Mitzaref le'Isur. You mean that we don't apply Heter Mitzaref le'Isur by other Isurim in the Torah, just by the Nazir, according to the way you're quoting Rav Yochanan, and now he's going to try to adduce proof that we say Heter Mitzaref le'Isur by a different Isur in the Torah. Vatnan, we learned this Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Masechet Tevul Yom. Remember, Tevul Yom is the person who was Tamei for a nose. He went to the mikvah, and now he has a residual amount of Tuma on him. That's the, which Mishnah? Which Mishnah, Fern? I can't hear you.
It's in Brachot.
Right, the first Mishnah in Brachot.
First Mishnah in Brachot.
Yeah, right, everybody's doing good. Anyway, the first Mishnah in Brachot.
You have to wait for Harev Shemos.
That's it. That's everybody's got it. So in this case, it means like Tzedek Kocharev. Right. So it's true. But the Torah refers to it as Uvah HaShemesh. So you're both right. So a Tevul Yom is a level of Sheni Latuma, and Truma could be a Shlishi Latuma. So if a Tevul Yom touches Truma, that's the end of the Truma. So that's why the Tevul Yom has to wait till nightfall till he touches the Truma and eats the Truma. So he says here, so Vatanan Hamikvah Shel Truma. Let's say I have a porridge, a thick concoction of truma, there's garlic and oil of chulin. In other words, like spices or an oil, that's truma, that's chulin. But I got tvul yom b'miksatan, and the tvul yom touches a piece of this concoction. He says, pasal of chulin. Everything's pasul. Now, pasul means it's pasul on a derisa level. Pasul means it's the end of the tuma process. Means it becomes a shlishi, the tuma. So it's pasul on a derisa level. So that we're okay with. Now, hamikvah shel chulin. Now the next case, if the porridge is chulin, so the whole concoction, 95% of the concoction is chulin. He says v'hashum v'hashemen shel truma, but the garlic and the oil is truma, so it has a tam. So you have a tam of the spices. So he says, "Benaga tful yom b'miksatan." The tful yom touches part of this concoction. He says, "Lo pasal el makom maga obavad." The only thing that's tameh is the part that he touches. The rest of it is okay. The rest of it's okay. So we don't understand why part of it is tameh, the part that he touches, and we'll see in a minute. Now we think right now in the Havamina that that on a deraisa level there's bitul. We think right now on a deraisa level there's bitul, but there's a din and derabanan like for dimua that the mixture would be prohibited. That's what we think. This is vahavinamba. We were osek in this mission. We asked makomaga o amai psula abat luhu tavlin barov. Why in the second case? We'll leave out the first case. Focus on the second case where 95% of the concoction is chulin and just 5%, you know, is the spices and the oil. So why is makom maga'o, why is that pasul? Habatlin hu tavlin barov. We think that the tavlin is batel barov, and so any din would be just a din to rabbanan. So why is it makom maga'o? Why is that prohibited? But I'm a Rabbi Bar Barchana. Now, Rabbi Barchana says there's the parallel Gemara in Nazir. And in Nazir, Rabbi Bar Barchana quotes Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the key here, because the first halakha was Rabbi Yochanan, that Heter's only Mistarif Le'isur by Nazir, and now Rabbi Barchana quotes Rabbi Yochanan to explain this Mishnah, Matam, hol bazar lokale in bechazayit, because azar, we think it means if azar would eat a kazayit of the concoction, he would get malkot for eating truma. In other words, a bazaar would eat so the Gemara is like reversing. We thought that there's bitul on a deraisa level. Now we're saying, no, you'd be chayav malkot, which means that there's a chi of deraisa if you would eat the concoction. If non-kohen would eat the concoction, he'd be chayav malkot. So heichidami, so what's the case that Rabbi Yochanan says that if the czar eats a kazayit, he's chayav malkot? He says, lav mishum deheter mitzaref le'isur. Is it not because we think, and this would be a stira, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, in this case, heter is mitzaref le'isur. In other words, I have all the chulin that's heter, and that's mitzaref with the isur, which is the isur here is the truma, is the shum and the shemen. So the heter is mitzaref le'isur. The whole thing is mixed together and the tam is throughout. So heter is mitzaref le'isur, and that's what we think the pshat is. So if that's the correct pshat, so then the heter mitzaref le'isur, Rabbi Yochanan himself, applies to somewhere else other than by Nazir. So the Gemara deflects the proof and says, lo, my kizayit dike kizayit bechtei achilat pras. What does it mean that there's, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean that the Tzar is loke? He just meant that he'll be loke because it's a kizayis bechtei achilat pras. In other words, it's a proportion. In other words, it's a kizayis of isur bechtei achilat pras, meaning if I would eat as makloke three or four eggs of the concoction, I'd have a kizayis, which is a half or a shlish beitza. So it means in that amount, if he would eat kizayis bechtei achilat pras, so a Tzar would get malkot for it. That's what he means on a deraisa level. But having said that, he quotes here from the Chidusha Rabbeinu David that on a deraisa level, there's no distinction between the place that he touches and the rest of it. It comes out that that's a chumrah derabanan. That was sort of like a side issue about makom maga'o. So makom maga'o, according to Chidushi Rabbeinu David, seems to be a din derabanan. In other words, this concoction, if the non-kohen would eat kizayis b'chilchil pras, he'd be chayev malkot if it would be that way. But so the whole concoction doesn't have the full severity of actual truma, but so the only thing that becomes pasul is the place where the person touches it, where the tul yom touches it. That becomes pasul. But the main thing is that Rabbi Yochanan said that a Tzar would be chayev malkot, so we couldn't understand. We thought it meant that you eat like a kizayis of it, so it doesn't mean that. You ate a kizayis bechlei achilat pras, that a kizayis of the truma mixture was in there. All right, so we had a question against Rabbi Yochanan, and we've been able to deflect the question. All right, let me stop for a second. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on what I just did? All right, I'm going to go on. Michael, you have something? No? Okay, let's go on. Okay, let's see further. Now, so the Gemara says, "Uchazay b'de'achilat pras doraita hi." So, is that a prohibition in the Torah if you eat a kazay b'de'achilat pras? So, Amar le'in. He says, "Absolutely." So ihachi amai pli rabbanan alei d'Reb Lazar b'kutach habavli. So we think right now that in our Mishnah as well, we think we're dealing with kizayah b'thei achilat pras, that we had a taruvas chametz. So if that's the case, why are the chachamim mechulak with Tana Reb Lazar with kutach habavli? Right, Reb Lazar says that you're over on a lav, and the chachamim hold that you're not. So why are they mechulak? So now, So the Gemara says Elamai. So what's the alternative? Mishum de heter mitzaref leisur. So what's your take on it, Abaye? You think it's because heter mitzaref leisur. You think that in all instances it's a case of heter mitzaref leisur, and that's why if the person would eat a kizayis of it, that's why he gets malkot if he eats a kizayis with a truma and the whole thing concoction. So for my plea, Rabbanan Leid Reb Lazar b'kuta chababli. But even according to you, if the two cases are the same, that we're dealing with mixtures, and it's kizayis b'chilei achilat pras, why the chamim mechulak with Reb Lezer? Ela hanach l'kuta chababli, the late bay kizayis b'chilei achilat pras. So he says that in the case of the kuta chababli, in the Mishnah, there's not a kizayis b'chilei achilat pras, less than a kizayis b'chilei achilat pras, which is the way that I explained it in the way from the get-go. He says, I be'ene de kashari v'achilei, bat l'date etz koladam. So if he, in other words, it's less than a kizayis b'chilei achilat pras. Let's say he slurps the whole thing down and he somehow was able to ingest it, you know, more than a kizayis b'chilei achilat pras. But that's not the way a normal person would normally eat the kutach. In other words, kutach is a dip. So if I take the dip, it's like I have, I don't know, like a mustard dip, and I swallow the whole thing. So, but that's not the normal way to eat it. So that doesn't count as achila. He says, "V'im mishtar kashatar v'achil leipe kizay b'chtei achle pras." But if he does dip normal way, those lesson kizay b'chtei achle pras. So the key is here, Rabbi Yochanan holds heter mitzarif l'isur, but he only holds it by nazir. And then in our Mishnah, we're talking about less than a kizayif b'chtei achle pras. And in the Mishnah with the truma, we're talking about a kizayif b'chtei achle pras. No, and those are that's what I spoke about on Shabbos. You have chametz be'ein, then kizayif b'chtei achle pras, then less than a kizayif b'chtei achle pras, and then less than that, you have just like a tam, it's or not a tam. You have like bitul b'shishim. If it would be so much, not that there's a tam, that it would be batel b'shishim is 1 degree lower than that. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said so far? Okay, I'm gonna go on. Okay, so we're 15-20 lines from the bottom. I'm an olive. Okay, so the 8ve. So again, this is a baye. So baye doesn't let go so easily. So a baye is asking questions against Rav Dimi. Okay. So 8ve. Shtei kedero achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma v'lefnein shtei meduchot achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma. If I have two pots, one filled with chulin, one with truma, and in front of them are two meduchot. Meduchot is a mortar where you crush things like spices, right? So l'fnein shtei meduchot, achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma. So I have chulin and truma, you know, pots filled with food, and then chulin and truma with spices. V'naflu elu tochelu, the two pots fall into the two pots. He says mutarin. So the Gemara learns that the larger pots are permissible. So shani omer truma l'tocha truma nafla v'chulin toch chulin naflu. So I can assume that the truma fell into the truma, the chulin fell into the chulin. So it doesn't mean that it's more likely one way or the other way, but I'm entitled to, for purposes, I can assume that way. Now, here's, he springs his question. V'amri k'zayi p'chtei achilet pras deraita, if you assume k'zayi p'chtei achilet pras, it's in deraisa, amayim rinan shani omer truma l'toch chulei. Why do I say that? In other words, if you're going to say that it's like k'zayis p'chtei achilet pras, would be a violation of Din Torah. So if it's just a Din Rabbanan, so I could say the Chum gave me a break. When Chulin, one fell in the Chulin, the Truma and the Chulin, you know, spices fell into the Chulin and Truma pots. So if it's Din Rabbanan, so the Chum gave me a break. But if it's Din Raisa, they can't give me a break. So here you're going to tell me, Kazayas Bechle Achille Pras is a Din Raisa, so I might have a Kazayas of the spices in the chulin, so that I'll be violating Torah law by eating it. So he says, "Amar lei hanach l'truman tavlin derabanan." So he says, "No." Rav Dimi says that's not a kasha because truman tavlin is just a din derabanan. On a deraisa level, there is no truma from tavlin, so the whole thing is a din derabanan. So heim amru v'heim amru. They said, "Well, there's a din of truma," and they said, "If two of them get mixed into two of them, and one is truma, one is chulin, one is truma, one is chulin, so we'll call it a wash." All right. And let me just do another 6-8 lines, and I'll pause, and we'll summarize, and we'll take some more questions. Okay. So 8ve, Abaye asks another question again. So the idea is that Rav Dimi is saying that if you eat a kezayis b'chtei achilet pras, so you're going to be liable on a din Torah if you're eating isur kezayis b'chtei achilet pras. That's another, you know, I mean, it's basic, but that's a basic klal to remember. You know, we've had it a lot of places. It works for mitzvahs, it works for aveirot as well. You know, so let's say by the aveira, if you're eating, you know, a food and there's isur mixed in with the food, so kezayis b'chtei achilet pras will be enough to be mechay of you. And by a mitzvah as well, I want to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. I have to have kizayis b'chtei achilet pras. In other words, when there's an Easter of achila or a mitzvah of achila, so the shir is a kizayis b'chtei achilet pras. Okay, so let's take a look further in the Gemara. So 8ve, I ask another question. Shtei kupot achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma. There were two like boxes or whatever, one of chulin, one of truma. Let's say grain, one box of grain, one box of truma. In front of them are two containers, a sa'ah is a measure, but a measure of grain, one chulin, one truma. Again, one one sa'ah fell into one box and one sa'ah fell into the other box, mutarin, or mutar. So now l'chora, I have doraisa, doraisa. I can. So he says, so shanimi erchulun tochulun aflu, trumun toch trumun aflu. So the Chacham said, in this case, you could say, you're entitled to assume truma fell into truma, chulun fell into chulun. If you assume that if I eat a kazayis bechdei achila pras, I violate the Torah. The Torah. So he says, "Amai imrinan shani omer." So why can I say that? How can the Chacham tell me to do that? I'll be violating the Torah. So he says, "Amar lei." So Rav Dimi said to him, "Anach le truma bizman hazeh drabanan." That's talking about truma bizman hazeh. that Brisa, or is it a Mishnah or Brisa? He says, one second.
Brisa,
yeah. So that Brisa is talking about Bizman Hazeh, when after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when Truma is just a Din Drabanan. So Truma is Drabanan. So again, it's a Drabanan situation. So now, all right, let me just pause and we'll just summarize again. Okay, so today's daf deals with two klalim, which is Heter Mitztaref L'Isur and Tam Ki'ikar. So I'm just repeating again what I said initially. So Rashi learns Tam Ki'ikar, or the general way of learning Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar is there's a taste. I taste the Isur in the concoction, so I violate it in Torah if I eat it, because it has Tam. He says, heter mitztaref l'isur, or it's prohibited to eat it on a Torah level. I should say it that way. He says, heter mitztaref l'isur is the heter itself becomes isur. The heter itself joins with the isur. So if I have, let's say, like the bread is soaked in the wine, and I have a half kazayis of wine, a half kazayis of bread, and the person's a nazir, heter mitztaref l'isur, now I have a whole kazayis. Even though half is wine and half is bread, the kazayis is comprised of half bread, half wine, but heter is mitztaref l'isur. That's the simple way of understanding each one, okay? Then Rashi, though, learns a little differently. What I just said is heter mitztaref l'isur. Rashi learns that for tam ki'ikar, and tam ki'ikar, Rashi says, is the two are like totally separate, and not totally separate, but I eat it at the same time. Like I'm eating like a little, like a half a kazayis of chazer and half a kazayis of bread, but eat it b'vat achad, that Rashi learns is heter mitztaref l'isur. So heter mitztaref l'isur is, I have heter and isur, but the heter joins to the isur for the right shear. Okay? So we quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that heter mitztaref l'isur is a din that only is shayach by the nazir. That's the only case where you have heter mitztaref l'isur. By the rest of the Torah, we don't say heter mitztaref l'isur. And that's the way we hold. We don't say heter mitztaref l'isur is not a din that we would normally say. And Rabbi Yochanan learned the din from the pasuk v'chol mishrat anavim lo yochel, that the nazir is admonished not to have anything that's like soaked in wine or infused with wine. So I said to you, so the Bali Tosfot could say you have the bread and the wine, a half a kazayis of each, and that's the mishrat. And Rashi could say the bread with the wine, but the bread might not be totally infused with the wine, but he's eating at the same time. That's heter mitztaref l'isur. Okay, and learn from mishrat. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far tonight? All right, I'm moving on. All right, we're on the bottom. Welcome, Daniel. Daniel Netaneli, welcome. All right, so we're on the bottom line. I'm Imdalit, I'm an Aleph. Okay, two lines on the bottom. V'hai Mishrat l'hachi hu da'ata. Is that what Mishrat is coming to teach me? What we just said, according to Rabbi Yochanan. V'hai mibai l'tanya. We need it for that which we learn in the following braisa. Mishrat, turn page, Amara, on the top line, Memdalim be'at, l'tain tam ki'ikar. So this braisa is learning that Mishrat is not teaching me heter mitztaref l'isur. Mishrat is teaching me tam ki'ikar. Shim sharan avim b'mayim. If a person soaked grapes in water, now the water tastes like grape juice. In other words, the grapes were in the water, and now the water tastes like grapes. So he says, chayav. So the nazir will be chayav if he drinks the water. Mikanatadan l'chula torakula. So from here, you could make an analogy to the rest of the Torah. So tam ki'ikar is a din in the whole Torah. Heter mitztaref l'isur is not a din in the whole Torah. So tam ki ikar is. So he says, and how am I going to, you know, extrapolate this for the whole areas of halacha? Uman nazir sheni sro yisro olam. The nazir's prohibitions are not perpetual. There is something called the nazir olam, but typically not that way. Typically, the nazir takes an eder to be a nazir for a certain period of time. He says, ve'en yisro yisro hana. So the isurim that he accepts is just an isur with the grapes of achila. Not there's no prohibition of hana. And then, if Lu Yatsur, he would go to a Chacham, he could lift his Isurim. The Chacham could be Matir, his Neder, and then he's not a Nazir anymore, if he has the right grounds. So, Asabo Tam Ki'ikar, nevertheless, the Torah says Tam is Ki'ikar by the Nazir. That's the Chamor case. So he says, Kilayim, Shisro Isur. That's one half of the Kabbalah. That's the Kal case. He says, Kilayim, Shisro Isur Olam. Kilayim can mean several different things. Kilayim could be, you have Kilei Begadim, Shatnez, you have Kilei Akerem, and you have Kilei Behema, like you can't work with like a horse and a mule. So anyway, so all those types of Kilayim, he says, Isro Isro Olam, that's always prohibited. In other words, Shatnez is always prohibited. All the other Kilayim are always prohibited. Isro Isro Hana, those Isurim are Isro Hana. I'm not allowed to get Hana from Kilayim. The Ein Heter L'Isur, there's no way to lift the Isur like it was with an Azir. Ein Odin, Shia said Tam Ki'ikar. So certainly, Tam Ki'ikar will apply there. He says, "Vuhu adin orla b'shtayim," and the same thing by orla b'shtayim. In other words, orla is there's an Easter olam, and there's a and there's which one does not apply to the orla? Two out of the three. One second, yeah. Orla, there's no heter to the. There's no heter, that's also true. Okay, give me a second. Let me take a look. One second. He says, yeah, it's prohibited by Hana'a. Oh, but it's not, right, it's not Isuro, Isur Olam. Right. It's not considered Isur Olam because the fruit that grows after 3 years is permissible, even though those fruit not, but it's not considered Isur Olam. So it's prohibited by Hana'a and there's no heter Isuro. Now, the point is that we can compare many of the Aveirot or the Mitzvot in the Torah to the Nazir case in the same fashion, and we'll have a Kal v'Chomer. That's the way it would work. All right. So Rabbi Yochanan learns from Mishrat. Rabbi Yochanan learns Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. This Braisa learns Tam Ki'ikar from the same word. So what's going on with this? So the Gemara says, Hamani, according to whom does that last price go? That's Rabbanan he. That goes like the Chachamim who are Mechulak. Those are the Chachamim who are Mechulak on Rabbi Akiva. All right, we'll see in a minute. Chachamim who are Mechulak with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara will identify this Machloket in a minute. So, hey, Rabbi Akiva, which opinion of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yochanan following? Elim and Rabbi Akiva to Matnitin. If we'll say it's Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, Matnitin means our corpus of Mishnayot, Ditan, because we learn the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Masechet Nazir. He says, Ditan, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shesharab Kito B'Yayin. Rabbi Akiva says that if a Nazir soaked his bread in wine, V'yishbo, Letzarev Kidei Kizayit, and there's enough, we think, to join to be a Kizayis, is Chayiv. So we think it means, like, again, I'll have half Kizayis of bread, half Kizayis of wine, so it'll be Kizayis, that's what we think. And he says, Umimai, to be Padu Miyayin, Dilma Miyayin Lechuda. Well, who says that that's what the Tana means? Maybe the Tana means that I have a Kizayis of wine. So he says, Vachitema Miyayin Lechuda Mayin Lememra. So why would even, that's so simple, why would the Tana even mention that? Hakamash Falan, Dafagav de Taruvit, even though he's having the wine with a mixture, that would be the Chiddush, that he's nevertheless violates his Nazirus. Ella, Rabbi Akiva de Braita. So Rabbi Yochanan follows Rabbi Akiva that's in the following Braisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shirap Hitobiyayin, if a Nazir soaked his bread in wine, Bachal Kazayit Mipat Umiyayin. He had a Kazayit from the bread and the wine. So here's Mefurash, that he's having Kazayit comprised of the bread and the wine, Chayav. Okay, so he holds chayiv. So let's go slowly again with this. So Rabbi Yochanan said we learn heter mitzarif le'isur. He says heter mitzarif le'isur only applies by the nazir, and we learn it from Mishrat. And then we had a brisa that said we learn tam ki'ikar from Mishrat. So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yochanan was following the Tana of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, and the brisa says that heter mitzarif le'isur is by nazir, and that's where Rabbi Akiva Mustama learns it from. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva tam ki ikar manalai. So where does Rabbi Akiva know tam ki ikar? Everybody holds tam ki ikar. So where does Rabbi Akiva hold, learn tam ki ikar? He says, yalif mi ba. Let me pause for a second. Everybody okay so far? Everybody right? Any questions? All right, let me go on. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva tam ki ikar manalai. Where does the Tana Rabbi Akiva know tam ki ikar? Yalif mi basar b'chalav. He'll learn it out from the Isur basar b'chalav. In other words, the Torah says, lo tiva shel kadi b'chalev imo. You can't cook milk with meat, and then you can't eat it, and you can't get hana from it. So lav tama ba'almahu is it not just a tam? In other words, if I take a piece of meat, I cook it in milk, then I take the piece of meat out, and I eat it. So what's in the meat? Just a tam of milk. That's all I have, right? So that sounds like that's tam ki ikar. That is tam ki ikar. That's tam ki ikar. So the milk is there. So that's where he'll learn that tam ki ikar is prohibited from the Torah. He says va'asur hachanami lo shana. So too here as well. But Yul Yisurim was it's no different. So we think that Rabbi Akiva will learn heter mitzarif le'isur from Mishrat and tam ki ikar from basar b'chalav. So the Gemara says v'rabanan. So the chachamim who learn it from the Mishrat. So why can't they learn from Basar B'chalav? Rabbanan mi Basar B'chalav lo gamrinan de chiddushu. Chamil hold the Basar B'chalav is chiddush. It's a unique din, so I can't learn from a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Umay chiddush. Ilema da'ay lehudu v'chay lehudu shari uvahade yadadi asur. So you could say, because by Basar B'chalav, each element by itself is like harmless. In other words, the milk is harmless, the meat is harmless. It's only when I put the two harmless items together, I get Isur. That's a chiddush, right? I take something which is mutar, something's mutar, I put them together, I get Isur. That's a chiddush. So that's unique. So the fact that a certain din applies there doesn't mean that it will apply elsewhere in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Kilayim Nami, Hai Lechud V'Hai Lechud Ashari, V'Hadad Yasur. That's not so unique. That's what Kilayim is all about. If I took the wool is by itself is fine, the linen by itself is fine, and then I put it together, I have Isur. And the same thing with the Kilayah Karam. You know, I have the wheat seeds and the grape seeds, and the same thing with the donkey and the horse. You know, each one by itself is permissible, and together not. Ella, so the Gemara says, the Itarule, so we'll trade a different tack. Perhaps the Chiddush by Basar B'chalav is, Ella, the Itarule, Kula Yoma B'chalav Ashari. If I soak the meat in the milk the whole day, it's permissible on a Torah level. In other words, if I take a piece of meat and I have a bowl with milk and I stick the piece of meat cold in the milk cold, so it soaks it the whole day. At the end of the day, I pull the piece of meat out and I eat it. So I don't violate anything on Torah. On a Drabanan level, I do. But on a Torah level, I don't violate anything. He says, Bashile bishuli asir. But if I cook the meat in the milk, then it becomes prohibited. I violate the Torah by cooking it, and then if I eat it, I violate it as well. So that's the chiddush. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva nami basar b'chalav vada chiddushu. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva will have to say that basar b'chalav is a chiddush. So again, we said, why can't the chachamim learn from basar b'chalav? Because it's a chiddush. So the Gemara said, what was the Chiddush? So the Gemara said that maybe each element is mutar and comes together. That's not so Chiddush, it's true by Kilayim. But the Chiddush by Basar B'chalav is, if I soak it in the milk the whole day, it's permissible. I cook it, it's prohibited. So it is a Chiddush. So the Chum don't want to learn from there. So if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva doesn't want to learn from it either. So scratch what we said. Ella, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva nami Basar B'chalav vada Chiddushu. Ella yalef mi giyulei nachrim. So rather, Rabbi Akiva learns Tam ki ikar, he learns it from Giuli Nachrim, from the Giuli Nachrim, that which is expelled from the non-Jewish, pots and pans. And there's an interesting, these Rashis are scattered throughout Shas, but it's nice to remember where they are if you could. If you look at the fifth very wide line in Rashi, Yuli Nachri, Kedir Shibi Sheba Nachri, it's like a pot that the goy cooked in. Shekozis Mvashaba, he, Magela Blila Ta, Batoshal Israel. Gil Shon Meki Upolate. Gil is like a shown of like vomiting and expelling. That's what Gil, Gimel Ayin Lamed. He says, Vaha Torah Asarto, B'maasei Midian, Kod Rashi Yibo Ba'esh. Anything that comes in fire, you have to kasher by putting in fire. Anyway, the point I'm just trying to say is Giuli Nachri means that which is expelled. It's like in the Torah, by analogy, this is Hashem says that my nefesh will like despise you, but like throw you out, like vomit you out. Like that's ga'ala nafshi etchem. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Ella, 10 lines to the bottom. Ella Yalef Migiuli Nachrim. Rabbi Akiva will learn Tam Ki Ikar Migiuli Nachrim. So Giuli Nachrim Lav Tama Bi'almahu Va'asur. Like, what it was, you having the non-Jews use their pots to cook treifas. Now the pot's clean. So what does it have? All it has is like a Tam. If I cook the kosher things in it, so some tam will come out of the walls of the pot. That's all you have is a tam. And yet the Torah says it's asur. The Torah says you have to kasher them. So I see tam ki ikar from clay Midian. When the Jews go to war with Midian, so they bring back all these pots and things like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them you have to kasher your pots. So you see that tam ki ikar is din doraisa. He says, ba'asur hachanami lo shana. Rabbanan, the Chachamim who mechulak Giuli Nachrim not mechidashu. The Chachamim say that Giuli Nachrim is also a chidash. Why? The Hak Kol Noting Tam of Gamutar, the Gamrina Minavela. So Tam Pagum. Usually we say if a Tam has been in the walls of the pot for more than 24 hours, so it's a Tam Pagum. It's a like a defective Tam,
inferior, right?
Yeah, so okay, inferior tam, defective tam. How does he translate tam pagum here? I'm sorry. What does he say?
Spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yeah, spoiled flavor.
Okay. Spoiled.
Okay. Okay. So spoiled flavor. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Wait. Just give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let me pause in just a few minutes. Okay. So he says. So he says, Chidushu, Daha kol notin tam lufgam mutar de gamrina minavela. In other words, in the Torah generally, tam pagum is permissible. So here, when you're telling the kasher, presumably we're calling the kasher because they cooked in it a week ago, that's tam pagum. So the Torah says that you can't eat an avela. And he says, "What's an avela?" He says, "Like ger shib shirecht and then abachal." You'll give it to the ger, the one who's observing shem mitzvot b'nei noach. But it means like he can eat it. It's like fresh meat. But if it's not fresh meat, the ger is not going to eat it. So it's a tam pagum. And yet here the Torah is telling you to kasher even a tam pagum. So that's a bit of a chiddush. So he says, "Bahacha asur." So if it's a chiddush, I'm not going to learn from it. Rabbi Akiva. Rav Chia Bered Rav Huna. Rav Chia follows like an idea set forth by Rav Chia Bered Rav Huna, who's an Amara, but Rabbi Akiva subscribes to it. The Amar Lawastra Torah El Bekdera Bat Yoma. That according to Rabbi Akiva, the Torah only was prohibiting the Kederot that were B'nai Yoma, and it was the Kederot, the pots that had been used within 24 hours. That's the only thing the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying you have to kasher. It was like the freshly used pot. Hilkach lav no tin tam lef gamhu. So that which the Torah is telling you to kasher is not a tam pagum. It's a viable tam, and it's telling you you have to kasher it. For Rabbanan, the Chamim say, Kederot bat Yoma nami lo efshar lo pagma purta. According to the Chamim, even the Kedir Bat Yoma, it's somewhat of a Tam Pagum. So to the extent that it's a slightly Tam Pagum, it's still a Chiddush that you have to kasher it. In other words, anything that's Balua in the walls of a pot is somewhat Tam Pagum, according to the Chachamim. So that's a Chiddush, because we learn from the Vela, Tam Pagum is not Aser from the Torah. Okay, let's just summarize again, and we'll take some questions, and we'll go on. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Heter Mitzarf LeIsur, I learned from Mishrat, and it comes out at the end, I'm learning Tam Ki Ikar, I learned from the clay Midian. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's following the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Akiva. And according to the Chachamim, from Mishrat, I'm going to learn Tam ki ikar. That's the way they're doing. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got?
No, just two side points. One is in the lo tevashel gediva chalevi mo. Does there have to be a certain shear of time for this to be biblically deraita prohibited? Is there a period of time that you have to have bishul? Like you were talking about dipping the bread in the meat, so, the whole day.
Okay,
with the cold stuff.
Bishul is if the milk rises to yad seledbo, yeah, bishul. That's it.
So 1 second you're in there.
Once you get to that temperature, yeah. All right. What's the next?
Okay.
One?
And the other thing on the orla, when you were deciding, is the orla prohibition on the tree or the tree for 3 years or the fruits of the tree for three years?
The fruits. It says
of the tree for the 3 years.
Right. The fruits of the tree, are the ones that are prohibited. Right.
Right. So then, did it work with the two things? I forgot. For who Adila or Labishtayim.
We said that Rashi learns that it's not Isro Easter Olam because you can have the fruit in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth year.
But you can never have that fruit. Right.
But that's the way Rashi. If it's the same, then it's even more reason to be Machmir. But he's saying it's two out of the three. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm now.
Is this where we learn the Agalat Kalim based on the
right, 100% correct.
The pasuk from Matot Masei.
Right, 100% correct. That's where we learn Hagala from. Okay.
But in the same pasuk, they're also mentioning what I remember from learning it. They're also mentioning the dipping and that you have the dip the Kalim.
It says Ach b'meini da yidchata. So some learn that's talking about like Tevilas Kalim. In other words, you have to kasha the Kalim. And then you have to tavel the kalim.
Dip them, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's learn five lines from the bottom. Okay. On Memdalam of Beis. Okay. Oded, can you please mute yourself again? Okay. So Amale Rabacha Bered Rav Ivyel Rabashi means Rabbanan Nishma the Rabbi Akiva. So from the position of the Chachamim, we can extrapolate something for Rabbi Akiva's position. Milu Amri Rabbanan Mishma Litain Tam Ki Ikar. That once I have Mishra teaching me Tam Ki Ikar, so I'm going to apply it to all Yisurim in the Torah. So Rabbi Akiva Nami Mishra Leheter Mitzarf LeYisur Mikana Tadan L'Chol Yisurim Shu B'Torah. In other words, if that which I learned from Mishra can be extrapolated out for all Dinim in the Torah, which is what we said above, if remember we had with the three things, the two things, like from Nazir, so I'm able to learn it for all Yisurim in the Torah according to the Chachamim for Tam Ki Ikar. So then logically, for Rabbi Yochanan, who's following Rabbi Akiva, we said that Mishra is learning Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say Heter Mitzarif L'Isur is only by the Nazir? I should apply it to everywhere in the Torah. So he says, Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishra Lahetra Mitzarif L'Isur, Mikana Talam Dan L'Chol Isur Mishra Torah, Kula. So Amar Lay, so Ravashi said to him, the top line on Memhamed Aleph, Mishum Dahab Nazir Bechatachni Ktubim Hum Ke'echad Be'im Lamdin, because we're going to see the same halacha of Heter Mitzarif L'Isur by the Nazir and by Korban Chatat. So if the Torah says it in one place, then I could, compare and learn from it. But if it says it in two places, then the klal is, then means just those two places and nowhere else. Okay, so that's where I'm going to leave it for tonight with that. All right, now let me just see if I have anything on the sheets, and otherwise it'll be it. Let me just take a look. Let me see, Mem Dalid. All right. Let me try, even though Michael never likes the story, but come on, we'll try a little bit. All right, we'll do story for tonight. I don't think Michael's here anymore anyway, but he says, Reb Shlomo, a coin of Radomsk, the Tfer Shlomo. He says, Shenda Aaron Moshe's not here. It's the Hasidic Rebbe. So he says, in his drash on Shabbos Gadol, speaks about Hashem's great compassion, which he shows for the Jewish people in each generation. Even though our merits are diminished as compared to previous generations, Hashem looks upon us with favor and accepts our meager efforts willingly and with love. This approach is rooted in the Torah, where we find that even a small trace amount of taste can make a difference. In other words, like Tam Ki Ikar. He says, in earlier years, the mitzvot in the Torah of our people were notable both in substance and in impact. He says their thoughts, their hearts, and their actions all contributed to a significant service of Hashem. Now, after many punishing years in exile, which is compared to darkness, our people continue to be dispersed. It seems that all we can do is truly contribute a taste of true service to Hashem. In other words, like before, we really had like the mamish avdus. Now, all everything just amounts to a tam. He says, yet Hashem lovingly allows us to partake in His shechina, which He casts upon us. The verse in Mishlei declares, "She tastes tama kitov sakra." She tastes that her merchandise is good and her candle does not go out at night. This refers to Hashem's glow remain with us even in the darkness of the exile. It's specifically on the festival of Pesach that we find the concept of a small morsel of chametz not being void, even when outnumbered and overshadowed. This reflects the hope that even if only a minute amount of merit remains with us, even if it is not perceptible in substance or even in taste, we can still anticipate the great chesed of Hashem to shine upon us. All right, that was the story. You weren't around, Michael, when I said I was going to begin the story, but that was it. Okay.
It was here. You said Michael is not Michael. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, he came back, but he wasn't at his Michael. Okay, I'm going to end the recording unless there's questions.